אז נמשיך מקטע מספר 10.
So we'll continue with excerpt number 10 from Shamati 13, the pomegranate.
עניין ריקנות.
There is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence, as in the earth hangs on nothing. You find that what is the measure of the feeling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with above reason. And to ask of the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the romemut, exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, one needs to take everything above reason. This is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that all these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this, we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time, one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other counsel but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him each day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it.
Excerpt number 11, this is from Shamati 14. What's the exaltedness of the Creator? The Romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the Romemut of the Creator. One, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it's worthwhile to observe Torah and Mitzvot. However, if above the reason compels the one to work, it is called against the reason of the will to receive. Two, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, One should go above reason. Then one sees that he's empty and becomes needy of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut of the Creator.
Have any? Well, okay.
ניתן לנו דרך האמונה שהיא למעלה מהדעת.
Excerpt number 12 from Rabash. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and he knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, he wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to know that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I'm utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the king, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to him, at least to some degree.
Next.
13. This is from Shamati, Article 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty, that it's so. Meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is benevolent. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord.
Read it.
Out of Shamati 42, what is the acronym Elul in the work? You cannot receive a revelation before a person receives the Choraim, the posterior discernment as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be in gladness as though one has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important for me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of a Choraim, I agree. However, if one still has flickers of reception, one comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in the matter of the good that does good. This is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name Havaya, which is the first letter, called a black point that has no white in it, meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest discernment in the upper world, and that becomes the keter to the lower one, as the vessel of keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest discernment in the upper is Malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything. And only in this manner is it called Malchut. It means that if one assumes the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly, afterwards it becomes Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Okay, 15.
15. 15 out of the writings of Rabash. These candles are sacred. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason.
His hat from the influence of the Creator is not important.
And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason.
Okay, next.
In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work above reason. That it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.